sweat continues. It's nice when we end the week 2-1. It's nice when we can brag about what we are right now, which is over 31, are we not? We're 31-19 on the year. Shout out to Nathan Joyce. I mean, between the two of us, I don't think we miss more than once a day. You're getting at least 5 NR or YRFI plays a day here from the Odd Shopper. Come on. Come on. What do we ask in return every day? You hit the thumbs up button and that you subscribe. Hey, I've got a week free, the Odd Shopper premium tool. I'll allow that right now. If you'd like to just take a second and sign up, by all means, bless you. We'd love it. By just jumping in for a week, you can see what we're doing here. All right, we're going to head to DraftKings. Yes, awesome offer. First bet, $5 into $200. No matter what, win or lose, $200 right back. Sign up, links below. 21 or older, gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. At least I'm showing you the plays and not just my fat face as I'm explaining all these great offers that we have for you. All right, you know the rule here. We do 3 plays a day, 6 days a week, and at least 1 N and Y RFI. So I've given you 2 NRFIs right here. We'll talk our way through it, but that means we're going to have to hit you with at least 1, or now 1, on the way out. So we begin in Toronto, Houston and Toronto. What can we do with this pitching matchup? Belak versus Manoah. Now, it's not the same Alek Manoah by all means. And Brandon Belak comes in here. Look, Manoah is the concern. I don't have that much concern. Belak just trying to avoid some contact. You're on the road. You've got a tough matchup. That's why it's plus 105. If in fact, Bichette, Vlad, you know, looking at this lineup, getting around it. You get a guy on a bag for both of either one of these guys, and it's a problem. I recognize that. But at plus 105, I still think there's some value here for attacking. Like, I don't love, but I like Belak up against Toronto in the first inning, just in that first inning, settling down second time through. Let these guys work some counts. You'll see that. The concern is Alek Manoah. Now, the good news is that Houston is on the road, and it's a little bit more difficult, a little tougher here. But you've got guys that just are not striking out much. So for Manoah, it's really just about avoiding contact any way possible. Maybe you get a double play ball, but he's going to have to throw out his best stuff for a little bit in this first inning. Exhale. And then getting back to it. I mean, really, the first 2 innings, if he can go 1-6, which I don't think he will, but I only care about the first, that's really where Alek Manoah gets up in this game and then can, like, somewhat say, all right, I did my job. But if he gets rocked and it's most likely coming in the second inning, then all bets are off in this game. That's why we only focus on the first inning, and that's why it's an NRFI. Same thing in San Diego, late game out here. Hendricks versus Snell. I'd be a little more concerned, again, with Snell just career-wise when you're talking about a couple of guys, at least in this lineup, on the other side for Chicago. Cubs are starting Hendricks. Kyle Hendricks still not fully stretched. We know that. But both of these guys have concerning walk rates, and it's hard to get around that. Snell at least has the ability to K his way out of some. I think Hendricks, it's just too early to draw a negative conclusion, but it wasn't fantastic by all means. And you do have to be a little concerned about both of these guys' walk rates. I don't think you're going to see that again. That's what we're betting here. No walks in the first inning for both of these guys. We need them to live up to something. We need them to even meet expectation. And it's not striking 3 guys out in a row. I'm not asking for that, although I do think you could get that with Snell, but I'm not asking for that. I'm looking more so at just keep a guy off the freaking bag. Just keep him off the bag. Now, I told you what's happening here at DraftKings. I don't know why you wouldn't take advantage of this, right? Like, your first bet up to $200, no matter what. Bet 5, get 200 instantly. Instantly. So you put that $5 on whatever you want. It doesn't matter. You're going to get $200 right back into your account. We have a link below for you to sign up. I don't know why you wouldn't. Well, I'm not on. No, stop. A lot of bets are available on DraftKings. Some only on DraftKings. So why not push and take advantage of that and be able to shop some odds? Aaron Nola is not really Aaron Nola. Detroit comes in kind of desperate, kind of aggressive in that sense, if you can merge the two, I guess. So there is right now minus 110 for a YRFI, and that's our YRFI. Joey Carson Wentz comes back. Oh, that thing's boosted up to plus 110 now. Woof. I know everybody's talking Kyle Schwarber, lead-off home run. Well, he's not leading off anymore. Drew Ellis, he's not going to hit a home run in the first inning. Cody Clement, not going to hit a home run in the first inning. You're okay here if you're the Phillies, where I think Real Muto, Turner, these are guys that you're not expecting or pitching to launch one in the first. The good news for Joey Wentz is that he's been able to limit walks, and that's truly where I think the Phillies can get you, put some pressure on that. Same thing with Nola, but Nola has been prone to so many mistakes over the last year, really, that I think you're getting a decent deal here to hit a YRFI targeting both Nola and Wentz. Low walk rates, yes, but both of these guys, Wentz is going to get rocked. It's just a matter of time. Nola's going to make a mistake. It's just a matter of time. Both of those circumstances happening in the first inning would be fantastic for over 1.5. We just need one. We just need one. There you have it. NRFI, Toronto. NRFI, San Diego. YRFI, Philadelphia. Okay, we're out of here. But before we do, I told you about this. Week free. So I'm going to make a deal with you. You sign up, take a week free, check out what we have on the Odd Shopper Premium Tool, and I, right here, of course, am going to give you our top bets. Home run bet. You love home run bets. You need home run bets. That's why we got you. That's why. Look at that. 7 I can count. Maybe more. No, 7. 7 home run bets. And look at the difference. The true odds are what this should be on the open market. And look at the difference. You can get this 400 from Kutch versus 350. Hit them with the Heim plus 560 versus 504. So you can see the market width and how to attack this. This is just the tool. Line them up. Home run plays. You know, sometimes I give you one. I'm giving you 7. 1 for each day free that you'll have with the Odd Shopper Premium Tool. All right? We'll see you today, 4 o'clock, our betting show.